clubs are anticipating it well. You know, they've been kind of a year's a long time to be sitting waiting on your championship game, but they've had good prep. Well, some of them have got good preparation in the league. There was a good league campaign there. So, yep, the white heat of the championship will be starting now Friday night, God willing.
And I've noticed where all the teams, both in the junior championship and the senior championship, competed in the league, and they all played roughly five games, or most of them did anyway.
Yeah, well, and again, that's a big improvement on what it was last year, because there was kind of no run-in and it was straight into championship, and teams didn't kind of know where, you know, it's kind of hard if you don't have a few games under your belt, it's hard to know where you're at. But yeah, it was a good league, and they played the league, the big senior teams now would have been playing without their county players in that end of it. And then there was also four Masters and Letterkenny Gaels. They also entered a new development in the South Ulster League, which was actually played off to finish last night. Four Masters were unfortunate to lose against Lisbelaw from Fermanagh, and Four Masters got a victory over East Cavengale. So that was very successful for them, taking part in that new development, which got them games at their level, which again, will prepare them pretty well for their junior championship games.
And,
yep.
And Burt and Satanta and those senior teams, do they play in the Ulster Senior League?
Not that I know of now at the minute. I don't think that's maybe... maybe it's fixture for later on in the year, but
probably with COVID, it has been abandoned for the time being. Before we look ahead to obviously the Premier One, which is the senior league, senior championship, we'll just have a quick look at the junior championship, and we just look at the teams taking part: Letterkenny Gaels, Dunloe, Satanta. That'll be Satanta's second team. Airua, Ballyshannon, they're back in it again. Four Masters and Sean McCool's second team. So, what, six teams? And I suppose everybody be looking to Dunloe, who had a very, very good season last season, and the first season ever in adult hurling, getting to the final. You know, so obviously and I know your association with Dunloe, and obviously quite a few people from Guidoor playing as well, as kind of a Dunloe Guidoor combination.
Yeah, that's correct. I think Dunloe were kicking themselves, and they were very unlucky after the junior final last year. That's not taking away anything from Clarn Dunne. They were deserving winners on the day, but Dunloe had a bad start, and they came back, but Cairn just had that wee bit extra on the day, and they were deserving winners. So yeah, I would say maybe Dunloe now, I don't know, they'll be calling themselves favourites, but maybe in the eyes of some of the spectators in Donegal hurling, that Dunloe might be expected to try and get over the line this year.
Yeah, well, if we look at the All County League, which involved all teams, they're probably the highest of the teams in the junior grade. Finished highest.
Again, it would be hard to kind of, well, you know, I mean, that's where they did finish, but there was a few games fell to COVID and things like that, so it might be hard. But once you get into the championship, it's different. Yeah. You know, all those teams, maybe the one or two players playing county, you know, the senior county might not be allowed to play during, as long as Donegal were in the Record Cup. So, you know, they'll all have their players back, and they'll all be gunning for... to get out and to get into the game, but I would say now, I'd say, you know, in fairness, that Dunloe might, but then, you know, Satanta will have something to say about that, and also Airua's, that they're if they get their players all out and they're all fit, they have some very good players as well who would probably be around the fringes of the senior team and that, you know.
Yeah, and of course Letterkenny Gaels, obviously, as you just mentioned earlier, you know, they had a good run of that South League.
Well, yeah, Gaels, and that's the thing about it. Gaels and Four Masters will have had four or five games under their belt where they've actually been winning. And, you know, it's a good habit. It's a good habit to establish before you go into your championship, you know, to get a few games like that. And I believe the Four Masters game last night was was a very tight affair. And as I said, Gales got over the line too with their final. And, you know, it doesn't matter what level you're playing at. When you win in a final, you're doing something right. So yeah. Gales have been into that game against Dunloe, and they're also at home. So again, that might be just a, you know, another slight advantage. But I would say that Dunloe should be too strong for Gales in that.
Yeah, you mentioned Sertant, obviously they have such a strong senior team. They're going to be there thereabouts as well, obviously.
Oh yeah, I mean there was Dunloe and Sertant played last year in. They played in the first round, and now Dunloe gave them a kind of a good beating up in Dunloe that day. But the semi final game, when it came to the knockout, there was very little between them, and they had a big comeback in the second half in that semi final. But Dunloe had done enough to get over the line. Yeah. But again, if Setanta, you know, you don't whatever players they'll be able to get out. They're a good strong team, and I know that they've had a couple of years there minor good minor teams coming through. So the ones that aren't making the senior team will certainly be playing the senior reserve. So yeah. they'll be their coffers will be boosted that way. You know.
And looking at McCould as well, you know, we'll come to the senior in a moment, but yeah. Have they shown signs maybe at senior level that they have regrouped well and coming back, you know, what they're second or third in the league?
Well, I mean, it's definitely good to see that there's six clubs in that junior championship, and two of them certainly have. They're their second team, so I mean they're obviously in a good state there if they're able to put out a junior team, which is good for hurling going forward, because you know the more playing hurling the standard rises and the competition rises, so that looks good for them.
And the junior championship is played off on a round. Well, both championships are played off on a round robin. Everybody plays each other.
Yes, that's right. And then the top four, and then, you know.
The semi-finals and final or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Moving on to the senior, Dahi, and we're delighted you could join us tonight on The Score. I suppose the big question on everybody's lips, Setanta are the reigning champions. St. Junan's ran them close last year, but big question on everybody's lips, has anybody made up ground on Setanta, or is that the question?
Well, that seems to be the question. You know, Setanta, they're a very proud hurling club over in the east of the county, and they have some very, very, very good star players like Danny Cullen and Coulter and Gilmore and stuff. So like them boys will be coming in. They're looking to go for another senior championship, you know. And I'd say that you don't want to. I'm sure they don't want me sitting here saying that it'll be hard to beat them. But you know, the potential is definitely there. If they've worked on back their club now for the last couple of weeks, and hopefully, you know, that's just. Unions won't be thinking along those lines, you know. So
yeah, well, they wrapped up the league last week, which is a big boost to them.
That's correct, yeah. And again, the Setanta were playing without the majority of their county players. So you know, just I suppose it depends on how the county players react coming back to club. I don't think they'll be left wanting that. They'll be wanting anything there, but. But certainly, St. Unions this last couple of years have put it up to them, and they've maybe disappointed themselves because they made feel that they left it behind them a bit last year with a bad start.
Yeah.
Setanta got well in front in the county final, and it was a bit lopsided. But by the time the final whistle went, they certainly had levelled up a bit. But yeah. You know, certainly you would think that sort of looking in on it that it would be Setanta would be favourites there. But as I said,
is Davin Flynn? We know he opted out of the county. Is he back playing club?
I wouldn't be 100% sure about that, but again, if Setanta are able to get out all their players and their big names, you know, he was a big asset to them last year in the county final.
Yeah.
I remember, you know, they're class players, like, you know, there's no doubt about it. But they also, Setanta would also have some young blood coming through as well from a good, very good minor team. There's a Rory Campbell. He came on and played for the county this year. He's just turned 18, I'm sure. I remember being out, I think it was the Mayo game, and he came on and he scored a few frees. So he's certainly taking his chance, but you know, he always saw that potential in him. I was kind of coaching him during the Celtic Challenge team a couple of years ago, and yeah, you would definitely said that he would have been one that would come through.
Yeah, and of course, Kevin Campbell is still there as well. I think he's still playing at club level.
Yep. Yeah, and Setanta do have a good mix of the younger players coming through, and then you know sort of the older established players like you know Danny Cullen there and Coulter and you know the
Gilmore,
Gerard Gilmore, yeah, they're good strong players, and if they're able to blend in and sort of work together and bring the young fellas along, then, you know, they'll be there for another few years.
And, of course, Sean McVeigh, what, Conor O'Grady, Kevin Kiley.
Yeah. Well, like, you know, you're still talking about, you know, class players on either side. So, you know, when the county players come back, it's up to them to stand up and show the leadership and bring the other players in along with them.
And tell me, what are McCool's? As we mentioned, McCool's and Burt, obviously, you can never dismiss them, though. I think they're going through a bit of a transition at the moment.
Yeah, both those clubs that you've mentioned, McCool's and Burt, you know, there's a kind of transition, and McCool's didn't have much success this last couple of years at underage, so you know they mightn't have the numbers coming through. Burt are again they are a kind of a young team. There's one fella I would say to look out for, Connor Gartland, very good minor the last couple of years, and he was playing on the under 20 team. You could see the class, you know, that they do have the skill level and the variety of skills. So Connor Gartland there for Burt, and you know again it's a young team. They're maybe rebuilding again, probably something similar to McCool, but then again, you know, you can't really rule out McCool's either. You know, you might expect them to get through to a semi-final game. So,
And tell me, what of Buncrana? They shall we say turned heads? They defeated St. Junan thing in the first game last year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Listen, the Buncrana have been about it since I've been involved with hurling in Donegal, and a lot of those names you kind of recognise. There's the Jack O'Loughlin's, Dylan Duffy, PJ McCarron, and Arshane Grant. They were the backbone of a few minor teams that were cleaning up at underage. So you know, this is the kind of this maybe is their young ones coming through. You know, blending in, so you know, they'll be thereabouts now. I don't think they'd be as strong as the like of Unions or Setanta, but then listen, Buncrana might have something different to say.
Yeah, you know? And of course, Burt, as we mentioned, obviously going through transition, and they're due to play Buncrana tomorrow evening. That game has been postponed. I think maybe now on Sunday, as a mark of respect to Mary McLaughlin, who's sadly passed away. And of course, Mary, a big family, the McLaughlin family in Donegal, the hurling, and our sympathies to Ronan and Gary and Joe and all the family on the sad passing of Mary.
Exactly, and as I said, you know that there's a few games off for Burt this weekend because of that bereavement. So it's just one of those things, a mark of respect. But I think that game will go ahead on Sunday. Although I don't have confirmation of that, but it should go ahead. Yep.
Yeah. So and it's actually Burter at home for that one as well. So Buncrana, it's be an interesting one, a local derby.
Yeah. Well, listen. You see, the two teams might be thereabouts with each other. So you know, as I said, it might be a bit of the young bucks of Buncrana maybe going against the old hands of Burt. So whatever has the legs for it, you know.
Yeah. And the only game now, a senior game on tomorrow night is McCool's and Setanta. Another local derby.
Yeah, well, again, listen, you know, Setanta don't have very far to go down the road down to Ballybuffet. So, you know, they'll McCool's will relish that having a home advantage against Setanta. You know, and there'll be no quarter given there. You know, so again, it's a bit of excitement, and it's good to see the teams getting out.
And you're expecting Setanta to win it, though, are you?
Well, I would expect Setanta to win. You could throw a coin up between Buncrana and Burt at the minute. You wouldn't want to call that one. And then the other one, I would say now Unions are going to be too strong for Cairn Donagh.
Cairn Donagh won the junior last year, and
it's always tough to move up, and if they've lost a few players or people retiring or moving away all the clubs short numbers and things like that, but you would certainly think that Unions would be too strong. Although in the league now, I think Unions and Cairn played out a draw in their league game now. Up in Cairn
again. Like the junior. This is a round robin with the top four. I think.
Yeah.
Who do you see making to the top four?
I would say Setanta and Unions would be kind of the two, and then you could sort of take your pick between Buncrana, Burt, McCools, those three. I can't see Cairn now making the top four.